Christ is ready and waiting. The crowns are prepared. All heaven's riches are just waiting to be shared. The gates are swung open to welcome us home, and the angels are rehearsing the homecoming song. What a homecoming song that will be, as all heaven sings out in harmony. The saints of all ages will all sing along, praise to Jesus, the homecoming song. All the mansions are ready and all shining bright, and God is holding in his hand the book of life. The time is so near now, and it won't be long till Gabriel sounds the start of the homecoming song. What a homecoming song that will be, as all heaven sings out in harmony. The saints of all ages will all sing along, praise to Jesus, the homecoming song. The saints of all ages will all sing along, praise to Jesus, the homecoming song.
Right. Thank you. I don't know why I'm yelling at him. He'd have got to it. I got to give him time to get back. I'm just going to stay right here tonight, Brother Michael. Church, take your Bible, if you would, quickly. I'm not going to keep you long tonight. Genesis 14, Exodus 36. Genesis 14 and Exodus chapter 36. Read you a few verses here tonight. You know, since we've got budget and we've got funds and things like that on our mind, might as well just stay along the same theme tonight. I want to preach to you for just a moment on the believer's T&O. You know, when you go purchase a car, they tack on the T&O. Well, when you get saved, God tacks on the T&O. It's called the tithes and offerings. Okay? So we're going to talk about that for just a moment, because that's what the budget has to do with. Now, the budget has to do basically with our tithes, and I'll explain that in just a moment. Let's stand together. Genesis chapter 14 and verse number 18. Now, I've got to get you in a good mood, because you're in a bad mood now because the budget meeting took so long. So I won't keep you along here. I just want to share a few things with you thought-wise. We'll pray and move on. Genesis 14, verse number 18, the Bible says, "And Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine, and he was the priest of the Most High God." That kind of puts him in a unique category. "And he blessed him and said, Blessed be Abram of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth." Now I want you to notice verse number 20. "And blessed be the Most High God, which hath delivered thine enemies into thine hand." Speaking of, God had delivered Abraham's enemies into his hand, and out of his love and respect for this, the scripture says, "And he," Abraham, "gave him tithes of all." He gave him tithes of all. Now, lest you think that tithing is only an Old Testament teaching and principle, you say, "Well, that tithing stuff, that's under the law." May I remind you, this was before the law. Okay? So long before the law ever existed, tithing existed. God brought it to our attention. Abraham gave a tithe. He gave a tenth of everything to Melchizedek. Now turn, if you would, to Exodus chapter 36. Now we go to the gathering of material to prepare the tabernacle and to build the tabernacle. And if when you go back and read chapter 35, beginning in verse 21, you go down through pretty much the rest of that chapter. You'll notice there will be a familiar word that will be used that I've got circled throughout my Bible, and that is the word willing or willing-hearted. And if you'll circle those in your Bible, that'll have a lot to do with chapter 36. Well, Moses hires a man, kind of got a strange name, Bezalel. He hires this man, and he's going to now take care of the items of the sanctuary and getting everything taken care of that needs to be taken care of for the tabernacle. And so Moses calls for an offering. He says, we're going to take an offering to make sure that we get things taken care of for the tabernacle. You can go read that in chapter 35. But I want you to notice in verse 5 of chapter 36, and they spake unto Moses. These are the men that Moses had hired to come in and take care of the construction and the carvings, everything for the tabernacle. And they spake unto Moses, saying, the people bring much more than enough for the service of the work which the Lord commanded to make. And Moses gave commandment, and they caused it to be proclaimed throughout all the camp, saying, let neither man nor woman make any more work for the offering of the sanctuary. Now notice this. So the people were restrained from bringing. That don't work here, but it did work there. Okay? The people said, listen, we've got more material. We've got more gold, more silver. We've got more precious things than we needed. You can stop now. Look at verse 7. For the stuff they had was sufficient for all the work to make it, and too much. Now, folks, what was happening here, just so that you'll understand, there was a call for an offering to be taken for the construction of the tabernacle. And the people gave, and they gave. Now, wait a minute. They're not talking about a tithe. They're talking about an offering. And they gave, and they gave, and they gave. They said, whoa, whoa, hey, ho, man alive. Man, these people must love God because they gave more than enough. So much they had to stop them from giving because they continued want to give. You say, preacher, why are you reading these two? I wanted you to pay attention that here we have a reference to a tithe and an offering. Because if you go to Malachi chapter 3, remember God says that people who take from him have robbed him of tithes and offerings. And I want to look at that for just a moment tonight. Father, bless our time. Thank you for the privilege that we have to study the Bible. Teach us, we ask, Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name. Amen. You can be seated. You know, you've often heard me say that every honest believer who is abiding in Christ, in other words, that is connected with Jesus, has a relationship with Jesus, will tithe and give an offering to the Lord. I said everybody that's connected, that's abiding, will give a tithe and will give an offering to the Lord. Now, I know that I'm not trying to insult your intelligence, but let me just say for those that are new to our church, the tithe is that 10% of your blessings from God that we call income. The Bible calls it increase. Now, Proverbs chapter 3, verse 9, honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. Stop. Let me ask you, what did Abraham tithe? Did he not say he tithed of all? Okay, here the scripture says we're to honor the Lord with our substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. The Old Testament sister verse could be this. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give into your bosom. Now, with that said, what I want you to think about for a moment tonight, church, is the tithe and offering bears with it some personal reward and blessing, such as, did you notice here that in Proverbs 3, 9, and 10, that it says, for those who give of their substance and the first fruits of all their increase, their barns shall be filled with plenty. You see, there's some incentive here. God says, you follow my plan, I will take care of you. The cupboards will be filled, the gas tank will be filled, I will take care of you. Folks, you're not going to outgive God. All right, so you're just not going to do it. He says, now your barns shall be filled with plenty. He says, your presses shall burst out with new wine. Did you notice also in Luke 6 that he used the term good measure and running over? Now, it would be like this glass here. If I went over here and I took the pitcher and I poured water and it kept getting full and more full. And you say, preacher, it's fixing to run over. It's going to run over. You're going to pour too much. And I just keep pouring. It runs all over the floor in the pulpit. That's running over. God said, you follow my plan of giving, tithes and offerings. He said, that's what your life will be like. He said, it will be running over with blessings. Now, may I say to you, the opposite side of that means you get an empty glass. You say, well, what if I get thirsty? Good luck. Okay, now listen. The tithes and offerings of God's people also were to bear fruit through God's chosen place of blessing. Not only were they to give tithes and give offerings, they were to bring it to a specific place that they were to bring it through. And may I say to you, it wasn't the televangelist on TV. He does not meet the qualifications of a church or a storehouse. You see, the Old Testament, they were to bring their tithes and offerings to the tabernacle of the temple. The New Testament believer is to bring his tithes and his offerings to the storehouse, which we believe is the church, the place of worship. The local New Testament church is where we're to bring them. Why? Because it was the tabernacle, it was the temple where God's presence was, where God's men ministered about the things of the temple. May I say to you that today in the New Testament, it's the local church. I mean, it's not real hard to figure out where the tithes and offerings are supposed to be brought. We believe the scripture teaches that the storehouse of God's offerings and tithes is the local New Testament church, because the church is who Jesus commissioned to carry out the work in his absence, right? It's where it was. By the way, where were they to bring the sacrifices? To the tabernacle and the temple. Where was the administration taking place? At the tabernacle and the temple. Today, where's the administration taking place? Where does ministry go forth from? The church. Doesn't take a whole lot to figure that out. This is where they're to come. Jesus started the church. He loves the church. He commissioned the church. We're to be a part of the church. So we as New Testament believers have the same responsibility as the Old Testament believers did, and that was to tithe and give an offering through God's ordained place of blessing. That's the local church. It's the local church. It's where it's to be. Now, I want you to think of a few things just for a moment tonight about tithes and offerings. The believers, T and O. Okay, you got saved. Oh, by the way, folks, you could make a case that both believer and unbeliever to tithe. Okay, you make a case of that from the Bible. If you don't believe that, go see how Jesus addressed the Pharisees. He said, you give of your tithes. He says, that's what you ought to be doing. So you could make a case that everybody is to tithe. But for sure we know every born-again believer is to tithe. That's a command from God. And we'll look at that for just a second. The tithe was to be given by all for the daily administration carried out and carried on by the Old Testament priests and, may I say to you today, the New Testament pastors and staff that are ministering about the things of God in the local New Testament church. Did you notice that the tithe was brought to the temple, the tabernacle, and we'll find out there that when you find out in Scripture and you begin to read, you'll find out there it was brought, and the Levites and priests were to take that, and they were to live of that, and they were to administrate within the tabernacle and within the temple with the tithe. It was literally to be used for the operational expenses of the house of God. The care of the priests, pastors, upkeep, expenses, etc., etc. May I say to you that tonight, when you voted just a moment ago to accept that budget is set and based on tithes. That's what it's set on. I did not say offerings. I said that budget is set on tithe. And that is why the people brought the tithe for the administration and the operational expenses of the church. Like the light bill. Of course, in the tabernacle, they didn't have a light bill. But they had other expenses that needed to be. Do you think that all the curtains and everything just went lasting on and on and on and on? No, they were probably fixed. And I'm sure there were a few people along the way dropped a few things, drug it in the dirt and a few other things. And so all I'm saying is there were probably some maintenance that had to go on. And that's where the tithes were brought in for the administration and operational costs. Now, keep in mind Exodus 36. When the offering was asked, when the offering was sent out, did you notice that in chapter 35, where I ask you to go circle the word willing, and there also is used willing spirit, willing hearted. When the offering was asked, it was not for the administration or the operational cost of the temple and tabernacle. It was used for the simple construction of the tabernacle. The offering was given by and all who were willing hearted. Now, the folks, listen, folks, I can tell you what your tithe's supposed to be. I can't tell you what your offering's supposed to be. Because when they brought the offering, some brought gold, silver, some brought clothing, purple linens, white linens and stuff. Not everybody brought the same thing. So Moses wasn't telling them, you bring linen, you bring gold, you bring silver. They just brought as they were moved from a willing heart. That's what the offering was brought in construction of the temple, the tabernacle, and may I say to you, the church. The Old Testament construction would be the actual building of the structure. The offerings brought were to build the tabernacle here in this case in Exodus 36. But let me say this to you. The New Testament construction would not only cover offerings for building buildings, but also for building ministries to minister in the church and outside the church. So when a person gives their tithe, I can tell you what that is. That's 10%. That goes to the administration operational cost of the church. That's the light bills. That's the water bill. All of these things. That's salaries. That's everything administrative expenses that go into operating a church. That's why we're commanded to give the tithe. Listen to me. Now do you understand why God said, you've robbed me both in tithes, the administration and operational cost of my church, but you've also robbed me in offerings, which is the ministerial operation of the church. You've robbed me in two areas. Now, how can the church go forward if the people of God get stiff-necked and don't give? It can't. Can't go forward. Can't ministry. Can't do the things that God wants to do. And so our hands are tied. But that tithe, listen now, church, is the operational side of the church. The offerings is the ministry side of the church. That's the reason when you give, we're having a missions conference coming up. When you give to missions, that's an offering. That's not a tithe. When you give to the bus ministry, offering or tithe? It's offering. When you give to the building fund, offering or tithe? Why? Because those are ministry sides of the church. If you give your tithe, that goes toward the administration or the operational cost of the church. You see, God says that one is a robber if he takes either one, because the plan and purpose of God is hindered. You say, all right, preacher, why do I give my T&O? Same reason when you purchase a car, they tack on that TTNL. You ain't going to get away without that. They're going to tack that on. And may I say to you tonight, the reason we're to give our T&O, several reasons, here it is and I'm done. First of all, it's commanded by God. God just commands it. He says that we're to bring all the tithes into the storehouse. He did not say it was optional. And by the way, again, if you're here tonight and you say, preacher, I don't believe in tithing. I believe in grace giving. Wonderful. Because in Scripture, grace has always exceeded the law. So if we're going to believe in grace giving, that's wonderful. I accept that. But that according to grace giving, it always exceeds the law. It never falls on the same plane. It always exceeded it. And so giving is commanded. We're commanded to give tithes, but we're also commanded that, hey, somehow we got a ministry. Somehow we've got to operate buses. Somehow we've got to operate these ministries that we have, and we're going to operate those on offerings. One of these days, if God tarries his coming, we're going to need to build some type of family life center. You know how we're going to build that? Not on the tithes. We're going to build that on the offerings. That's where that comes. That's what the principle set forth in Exodus 36. So we give our T&O. Number one, it's commanded. Number two, it honors the Lord. Proverbs 3:9. It honors the Lord. Now, folks, listen. I've never met anybody that somebody has stolen something from or taken something from that the person that took it said, I'm doing this because I love you. I'm stealing from you because I want to honor you. Nobody does that. And by taking from God, you cannot honor the Lord. It's dishonoring the Lord. You see, Giving our T&O is commanded. It honors the Lord. Matter of fact, it proves our love for the Lord. By the way, folks, I found out real early in my Christian life, God can do more with 10% than you can do with 90. I found that out real quick. That's the reason I got on board with this thing. And God has blessed incredibly. May I say to you also, you give your tithe, because according to Leviticus 27, the Bible says the tithe is holy to the Lord. And may I say something about this thing of holy? We don't touch things that are holy. When you get to heaven, ask Uzzah about that. He was not a bad guy. He just touched something. God said, don't touch that. But Lord, you don't understand. My transmission went out this week. I had to use my tithe. Well, Uzzah was just trying to stop the ark from hitting the ground too, right? Did God let him slide? Sure didn't. He went bye-bye to heaven. And may I say to you, God's not going to let us slide either. If we take from God, the scripture says we are a robber. We are a robber in tithes and offerings. Hey, listen, the tithe is sacred. It's consecrated to the Lord. Can I say something to you, church, that if my dad gave me $2 and he told me to go down and go around the corner to the convenience store and buy bread for the family, and I went around to the convenience store and I saw the loaf of bread, but then I saw a big old Snicker candy bar, glory to God, and a soft drink, and I decided I'm going to buy me a super king size a Snicker bar and something to drink, and I bought it and ate it and went back home without the bread, daddy ain't going to be very happy. Because he gave me something and says, now listen, this is what I want you to do with it. And I did not do with it what I was supposed to. He's not going to be a happy camper. And may I say to you, God has blessed every one of us far more than we deserve. He has blessed you with a job. He has blessed you with an income. He has blessed you with finances. And how dare we take from God what's his? How dare we do that, folks? He's not going to be happy about it. And by the way, it hinders the church. May I say, your church depends on you giving that tithes and offerings. I said your church depends on you giving those tithes and offerings. God commands it. The church expects it. It depends on you obeying God. How can God bless a church, folks, that's taking things from the Lord? It can't. Most of you folks that own your own business, how long would you keep an employee that you knew was stealing from you? You say, well, bless his heart. He just needs it. You wouldn't do that. You'd fire him in a heartbeat. Now, God's not going to fire you from salvation. But let me tell you something, folks. He doesn't have to be obligated to certain things. And by the way, may I say to you, you're going to hinder your prayer life also. It's going to be very difficult for you in your day of darkness and your day of crisis to get on your knees and cry out to God when you know you've been a thief. It's going to be very difficult for you to do that. So all I'm saying to you tonight, church, is that, you know what? The believer's T&O, that's for each one of us. I'm sad to say that not every attending member, faithful member of Trinity Baptist Church gives a tithe nor an offering. I had one of our men on staff just kind of crash some quick numbers of the percentage of our membership that give a tithe and an offering on a regular basis. And then compare that to the percentage of people that do not give a tithe and an offering to God. By the way, you're not giving it to Brother Todd. You're not giving it to any of the staff members. You're giving it to the Lord. And may I say to you, when I put my tithes and offerings, my envelope in that offering plate, it's bye-bye, and it's up to the church. That's no longer. I give it to God. That's totally his. But folks, listen. If we could just, for the people that attend this church who do not tithe, if we could pick up 5% of the remaining amount that do not tithe and give an offering to the church, if we could pick up 5%, we could easily every week meet our budget. 5% of the people who don't give, just pick up 5% based on the average giving of our church, we can meet our budget every single week if we just pick up that percentage of people. I hope that you'll get on board. Now, listen, you won't hardly hear me preach on tithing and giving, just a few times a year. And I may mention it from time to time. But, folks, let me tell you something. It's one of the greatest discoveries in my Christian life is learning to give to God. Would you bow your heads tonight? Father, bless our time together tonight. It's been a long evening, but thank you for the patience of these dear people. Would you send grace and blessings to their home and their life? And Lord, if there might be some here that have not gotten on board with the giving program of God and tithes and offerings, that they would do so. Their church that they say they love and that they serve through depends on them being faithful and honest before God. The evangelistic ministries of this church, the outreach ministries of this church, depend on the offerings of the people of God of this church. Lord, we're commanded to. It's holy. It's sacred. It's consecrated. And oh, Lord God, would you help us in those areas? If every honest believer tonight would just step forward and say, I'm going to trust God and begin to give their tithes and offerings, Lord, our budget will be met with no problem. If there might be some here tonight that's not, they'd get on board today. Please have your way in this invitation. Now, with heads bowed and